And Joanne Fox from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City, joins me, and together we begin another edition of Cultural Continuum. We're starting with an event at Makerspace, which is just off Hamilton Boulevard and, what is that, Triview Avenue, I believe it is.
Give or take, yeah.
I just noticed that the other day. Oh, that's where that
is.
They are hosting a cooking class tomorrow morning on how to make traditional French crepes. And you can either use sweet or savory fillings. That will be tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. to noon. Crepes are delicious.
Oh, they are, especially with the sweet filling.
Yes.
And then you add savory.
Well, or just do those on a separate occasion.
Yes.
You can have crepes anytime.
You can, absolutely.
Go to makerspacesiouxcity.org. Man, I'm hungry for crepes now.
Oh, darn.
makerspacesiouxcity.org for more information. Again, that's tomorrow morning from 9 to noon.
Also tomorrow, the annual Adams Homestead Celebration will take place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., so a nice window of opportunity to get out there. Visitors can tour the homestead. They can eat homemade pie if they're not filled up on crepes, and then they can make a candle and throw a buffalo chip and watch the threshing machine. So much out there at Adams Homestead. It is a free event, and you can find out more at gfp.sd.gov.
Just a tip, make sure that you eat the pie before you throw the buffalo chips, or wash your hands very, very thoroughly.
That's another tip brought to you courtesy KWIT.
Well, I'm from South Dakota, so we know these things. Tomorrow morning up in the Lakes area, the Dickinson County Nature Center will be offering an insect identification class. You ever wonder, like sometimes you'll see some weird bug you've never seen before and... What's that? Well, you can go to this class, provided you're ages 12 and older, and they will teach you how to identify insect species found in Iowa. Go to DickinsonCountyConservationBoard.com for more information about that.
Well, as long as you're out and about, the Sanford Museum and Planetarium in Cherokee will be offering a program about meteors and the night sky, and obviously that would take place tomorrow at 8 p.m. So the program will end outside in the high school baseball field to watch a movie and a meteor shower. It's a great road trip over there to Cherokee, Sanford Museum, and Planetarium. Another free event.
Indeed. Coming up tomorrow night at Sioux City Community Theater, it is the great a cappella group Tonic Solfa. They will be performing. Tonic Solfa is a groundbreaking a cappella ensemble from Minnesota, but also with Sioux City roots. It's constant development since its formation 2 decades ago. It does cost to get in, but you can find out more information by going to scctheater.org, or you can call the box office there at Sioux City Community Theater.
The Sioux City Parks and Recreation Department presents Movies in the Park, and this time the movie is Cars 3, and that is tomorrow at 9 p.m. at the Grandview Park Bandshell. Moviegoers are asked to bring their own blankets, their own chairs, and their own snacks, but it is a free event. Lots more at sioux-city.org.
Also going on tomorrow in a different park in Sioux City, it's the next Sioux City Parks and Rec Department pop-up park program. It'll be at Leeds Park from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pop-up parks are being set up at various locations throughout the summer with a variety of different games and activities. Find out more by going to sioux-city.org.
The South Sioux City Public Library concludes its Live at the Red Bird Cafe concert series with a performance by Paul Sproul. Say that 3 times fast. Paul Sproul. It's not easy.
You failed.
I know. I have failed. What else is new? But that performance is going to take place on Monday, August 13th. It's at 7 p.m. And Paul Sproul, he's a singer-songwriter and a guitarist who plays psychedelic blues and post-folk music. They always have great things in South Sioux City. So more information, again, that's a free event, southsiouxcity.org/library.
Yeah, last Redbird Cafe series event was Kira Hooks and Devin Cadwell's Favorite Food did a thing there. So that was a very cool concert series over there in the South. Listening to music at a library is sort of weird, but it's very cool.
It is cool.
Back to the Dickinson County Conservation Board, they're hosting an Active Adventurers Camp on Tuesday and Wednesday, August 14th and 15th. It's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. both days at the Dickinson County Nature Center in Okoboji, looking for kids 8 and 9 who will be able to explore outdoor activities like hiking, bird watching. I think they're calling it birding now, aren't they?
Are they calling it birding?
I think they are.
Oh, they could be.
Maybe for kids it's still called bird watching. Disc golf, biking, and more. Go to DickinsonCountyConservationBoard.com to find out more.
Summer tends to be a time when a lot of our theaters go dark to give the volunteers some time off. But the Lamars Community Theater has been in rehearsal, and now they are going to present The Addams Family, a new musical comedy. That will open Thursday, August 16th, and then they have showtimes that continue through Sunday, August 26th. So you do have some opportunities to take in this show. And what happens is everything is about to change for the Addams Family when they host a dinner for Wednesday's normal boyfriend and his parents. And it is a funny as all get out. Tickets are available various ways. Probably best to check online, lamarslive.org. The Addams Family up there in Plymouth County.
And the final, we're getting toward the end of summer, unfortunately, back to school just around the corner, and our last Downtown Live event is on Thursday evening at 6 o'clock. It is Dwayne Dupsy and his Zydeco Hellraisers. That'll be on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum. Actually, you sit on the lawn of the Sioux City Public Museum, and you view it across the street there on the stage. Accordion player Dwayne Dupsy developed his own high-energy style of Zydeco music, infusing blues, soul, and funk. It is, again, the last concert of the summer for Downtown Live. If you'd like to find out more, you can do so online by going to downtownlivesc.com. And that's going to do it for this edition of Cultural Continuum. If you would like more information, basically all of this stuff can be found on our cultural events calendar on our website, kwyt.org. If you would like to submit something, you can either do it directly on the calendar there, or you can also email that information to us at kwytpsa@witcc.edu. On behalf of my co-host Joanne Fox, I'm Steve Smith. Thanks for tuning in this morning to Cultural Continuum. We're going to leave you with music by Dwayne Dupsy. It's pronounced Dupsy, even though it's spelled Dopsy. Just a heads up there.
That's right.
Okay. It's Dwayne Dupsy and the Zydeco Hellraisers as we close up today's edition of Cultural Continuum. Sometimes